Now we'll conclude this session, continuing now, Isaiah 26:20. Come, my people, enter your chambers, shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself for a little while until the wrath, God's anger, is past. And I suggest to you there, it looks a little bit like the image is coming from Noah, going into the ark and shutting God. God actually shut the door, which was really nice of God. Shut it from the outside to keep it all secure. And I think you know that the ark of Noah was not a boat, it's a temple. It's a temple rising above the chaotic waters. It's a symbol thing. It's not history. For Yahweh comes out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Just like the flood. Well, he's going to punish them, so we come into this, into our temple and prayer and be secure there. The earth will disclose the blood shed on it and will no longer cover its slain. So there will be justice. 27:1, on that day Yahweh with his cruel and great and strong sword will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent. Leviathan, the twisting serpent. He will kill the dragon that's in the sea. This is a mythical creature, but it's probably ultimately the crocodile from the Nile River. So if you, there's no crocodiles in the Jordan, but if you go to Egypt and you see these great things coming out and going, well, you'd be a bit ready to think you've got this awful. So that's probably the physical thing that it builds up into this enormous image. Primitive primordial chaos, dramatized here by the mythical Leviathan, is yet to be finally overcome. God's creative action continues. Israel, God's chosen instrument in revealing Yahweh to the world, must learn to be faithful. The day will come when chaos is ultimately completely overcome. Book of Revelations, new heaven, new earth, the bride coming down from heaven, the new Jerusalem, all of that. The New Testament book of Revelation draws on this imagery to describe the evil power of the Roman state, attempting to destroy the young Christian community, just as Assyria and Babylon had attempted to annihilate Israel and Judah. The lesson is the same. We have to continue to believe and learn to be faithful. And John, the author, whoever he is, of the book of the Apocalypse, John was a very common name, there'd be a dozen in every suburb, Yohanan, the gift of God, there's a few here. So it's still a common name, but it was then. So whoever that author is, that John of the Apocalypse, he's talking about the Roman state in similar kind of terms. The beast of the sea, remember that coming out of the... You mightn't remember it, but it's not bedtime reading, but it's there. Isaiah 27:2. On that day a pleasant vineyard. Sing about it. Remember chapter 5? I, Yahweh, am its keeper. Every moment I water it. I guard it night and day so that no one can harm it. I have no wrath. I have no anger. No anger for you. Anger for them, yes, but not for you. You who are my chosen ones. If it gives me thorns and briars, I will march to battle against it. I will burn it up, or else let it cling to me for protection. Let it make peace with me. Let it make peace with me. In days to come, apocalyptic, Jacob shall take root, Israel shall blossom and put forth shoots and fill the whole world with fruit. Isaiah 27:7-11 talks about the exile. I won't read it all to you, except the verses 10 and 11. For the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted and forsaken like the wilderness. The calves graze there. There they lie down and strip its branches. When its boughs are dry, they're broken. Women come and make a fire of them. This is a people without understanding. You're looking at the destroyed city of Jerusalem. Huh? Therefore he that made them will not have compassion on them. He that formed them will show them no favour. And we come to the conclusion to that section 13 to 27, which I did most of last week with you. This whole section from 13 to 27 is about judgment, and it's rounded off with two concluding comments that promise the gathering back of those dispersed from the land. And the last sound we hear here is that of the ram's horn, which was that sound which assembled the people not to battle, but to the solemn assembly, to prayer, to worship on the holy mountain at Jerusalem. So this concludes our first half this morning and chapter 27, and with this wonderful sound of the ram, it's quite dramatic, the ram's horn, which they'd all remember, that's calling us to, like the bells used to call us to Mass on Sunday. Well, this is the ram's horn, so it's time for everybody to come to the temple. On that day, here we are, Yahweh will thresh from the channel of the Euphrates to the Wadi of Egypt. The Wadi of Egypt is not the Nile. It's halfway between Jerusalem and Cairo. There's a little river there, and that's where they reckon that Israel ended. On that day, Yahweh will thresh from the channel of the Euphrates to the Wadi of Egypt, and you will be gathered one by one, O people of Israel. And on that day a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were lost in the land of Assyria and those who were driven out to the land of Egypt, both ways, will come and worship God on the holy mountain of Jerusalem.